This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
This is Job Search Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com. And this is episode 379 of Job Search Radio. My other show, No BS Job Search Advice Radio, focuses in on interviewing during the course of 2017. And Job Search Radio covers everything else. Beginning Friday, September 1st, I'm going to do a month about salary negotiation. So if that's something that piques your interest because you don't think you're particularly skillful at it, start really paying attention beginning September 1st. Now, today's show answers a question from someone about whether to apply for something through LinkedIn or by email. I have a very definite opinion, and I explain why I hold it. Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And if you're interested in my coaching you, whether that's critiquing your resume or LinkedIn profile, preparing you for interviews, answering your questions about your search, salary negotiation, whatever it is, listen to the very end of the show. There's information about how to reach out to me for coaching. Now, let's get going. Assuming both options are available, is it better to apply for a job directly through LinkedIn or via email? Why? What do you think? I know I have my answer. I'm going to give you a few seconds to have your own response, and now I'm going to answer. The answer for me is you do it through email. Why? If you're applying through LinkedIn, in most cases what they're asking you to do is submit your profile as part of the application. Your profile isn't tailored for what the recruiter is looking for. That's whether it's a corporate or third-party recruiter. Instead, I would say submit it via email and make sure that your LinkedIn profile complements your resume so that they're congruent with what you're communicating in the resume. Sometimes information is absent in the profile that's added in the resume, and firms start to ask themselves, why the inconsistency? Is this experience relatively trivial and they're trying to beef it up in the resume? So, you know, if someone's contacted you by email, you can send that resume as part of your response to the email, at least in LinkedIn Recruiter. But when all is said and done, send it through email and then make sure that your profile has the same types of information, doesn't have to be the same wording, in order to make sure that the profile is congruent with what you're saying in the resume. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that you can follow up with me. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. And in the subject line, put the word coaching. I'll get back in touch with you. We'll set up a time to speak for an introductory conversation. We'll see if it makes sense for us to work together. Generally, I work with people at a manager level and above. Next, if you're not at that level, the next best way to work with me is through jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, you can ask me questions through the site. I'll be very happy to answer them. Next, if you're not sure about your resume or your LinkedIn profile or both, I do critiques of them, and you can find out more about them at thebiggamehunter.us, as well as what I call a job search makeover, where you hire me, we sit down for 60, 90 minutes or so, we go through everything that you're doing in your search, maybe we do a mock interview, and when all is said and done, you are much better prepared to go forward. I have a lot of services like that. Again, you can find out about them at thebiggamehunter.us. So I'll be back soon with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that will help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.